Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 31, 1804, day 110 of the expedition. Camped again at the mouth of the James River near Yankton, South Dakota. The captains are having a lot of success meeting with the Indians. With the help of the Dorians, father and son, communication is going quite well. Captain Lewis gave his speech yesterday, and today the Indian chiefs are telling of their previous fathers and say they are happy with the new father. Captain Clark is even learning some of the language and documenting some vocabulary. Clark is also recording names and locations of the various bands of Sioux. He writes,
"After the Indians got their breakfast, the chiefs met and arranged themselves in a row with elegant pipes of peace, all pointing to our seats. We came forward and took our seats. The great chief, the Shake Hand, rose and spoke to some length, approving what we had said and promising to pursue the advice. White Crane, second chief, rose and made a short speech and referred to the great chief. Captain William Clark, August 31, 1804.
The captains also learned some about the Indian chain of command and found it didn't work quite like the American army did. There were a variety of chiefs and leaders, but no captains, lieutenants, and on down. George Shannon, the man lost while out looking for the horses, the inexperienced and youngest member of the corps, perhaps 18 or 19, has not come in. Private Coulter is still out looking for him. Tomorrow, a new species of cottonwood.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Captain Clark, read by Sean Batisse. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's edition of The Journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.